Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side this week with Karen Hill, board chair of Commerce Lexington, who recently led a delegation of business and community representatives to Boise, Idaho for the organization's annual leadership visit. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so why Boise?
When we started looking at opportunities, you know, Commerce Lexington each year does an economic exchange trip, and we've been to multiple cities for many, many years. We try to pick a city that has something of interest that's a development or a new potential for Lexington, or a city where we have something in common and we can benchmark and learn some new ways to address things, or a city that's a stretch for us, like San Antonio one year with a great water feature downtown. We chose Boise because the population numbers are very similar to Lexington. It also is in a beautiful environmental area like we are, and they've done some really creative things with their millennial workforce, with capitalizing on some of the perceptions of a disadvantage, like being far away from other cities. So we just felt like we could go learn how to be a great second-tier city like Boise is.
What were some of the big takeaways from this two-day tour?
I had several. I think one of the ones was that we broke up into a session first thing when we got there, and we did some brainstorming. No limits on resources, no limits on ideas. Tell us what Lexington needs or what would be a good idea for Lexington. Honestly, it was an amazing list, and I was at a table with about 7 or 8 of my peers, and I even had people think of things that I hadn't thought of before. So one of my lessons learned is that we need to, in Lexington, take some time with community leaders, our chamber leaders, and our, of course, elected officials, and just take a few minutes sometimes to just brainstorm instead of always worrying about the problem that we're focusing on to address. Because I think if we could do that, sometimes we could be a little more creative instead of chasing problems and then going to the next problem. One of the things that Boise did, which I thought was great, is that they knew they had a desire to have a vibrant downtown. And what they did is they approached their planning for that, not only looking at what downtown needed, but how they could use a regional approach as well and look for vibrancy in the region and not just in that downtown area. And what I mean by that is taking advantage of housing, both downtown and out in the region, looking at opportunities for culture and art, both downtown and in the region, and then making sure that there was a good complement of retail, both downtown and in the region. They honestly did a great job with that. So they're going to appeal to people who want to come into a rural area, and they're going to appeal to people who want to come and visit a really great walkable town.
Now, as far as a welcoming and friendly business climate, did you see a lot of parallels between Lexington and Boise?
I did. You know, I always reflect that Lexington's a friendly community because we're enough of the South that we have that culture. But it was interesting. Boise had branded themselves cool. And everybody reflected on that when we're out in the community. People said, Boise's cool. Boise's friendly. They really are friendly. I mean, they were friendly downtown. All of the staff in any venue that we went to were very friendly. And we also felt like that our citizens are that way, too. But we may not be selling the story well enough to others as they come to our town. So Boise's definitely packaged it. They branded it, and they've been successful doing it. And they are extremely friendly.
And this is an opportunity also for Boise to learn from Lexington. So what ideas did you pass on to them?
Oh, we talked a lot. They were very interested. In fact, I have a friend who I'm the chief operating officer and the chief nurse executive at Baptist Health, and I have a friend who's the chief medical officer of one of the big hospitals there. And I went to visit his facility during one of the breakout sessions, and they're getting ready to embark on a large construction project. And so we talked about some of the things, because Lexington's such a good healthcare community, some of the things that we built when we did our new building addition here. And now I'm going to have some site visitors, I think, coming from Boise to see before they get into specific plans, some of the successes that we did when we built our new building. So that was one. I think from a community perspective, they have a big emphasis on their neighborhood associations. They did something very unique. Lexington does too, but right now it's a little bit more informal, and it's driven much through our city council representatives. What Boise did is they had a person in the mayor's office whose full-time job was to network and to bring together feedback to and from the neighborhood associations with city government and with the chamber. They went so far as to develop education programs for the people that are leading the neighborhood associations. And so I thought that was one of their best practices that we could build from ours on. the last thing I thought that we were doing great is our academies with the Fayette County Schools. They also are interested in using the educational resources to develop workforce for their area. Lexington's far ahead in the development of our academies and the relationship that we have with the Fayette County Schools, with the Chamber, and with the city. And we have a large academy specifically focused on healthcare, for one, and there are a lot of students in that academy who get exposure to people in healthcare careers because of the focus on that and their interest in high school in Lexington, Kentucky. So I'm really proud of that and that relationship.
All right. Have you had a chance to talk with any of the business leaders that were on this trip and gotten their feedback, particularly about business itself?
Yes, I did. Of course, we talk a lot. That's one of the things that I love the most, and we try to solicit some feedback every year. The number one positive thing about these trips is networking with the citizens who go on the trip. We had almost 200 people on our trip, and I was able to network with other people who attended. They talked about one of the big impressions was the close relationship with the university, like we have with our universities in the region, but they specifically focused on workforce with their university. They targeted that they were going to bring in computer companies into the area. Together with the university and Boise, they developed an enlarged program for computer science at Boise State. So that impressed our attendees because in some areas we feel like we could do a better job partnering with the universities in our region.
All right. That's all the time that we have for the business side. Our guest this morning has been Karen Hill, Baptist Health at Lexington, and also the Board Chair of Commerce Lexington, which recently had a leadership visit to Boise, Idaho. We thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org.